Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Nobody Panic.
Hello and welcome to Nobody Panic. Who's in the team? Who's on the sports field?
Not me, because I'm not sporty.
What?
I'm not a sportsman.
Get in the game!
No!
Welcome. This is for everyone. Did you feel nauseous then?
I did. Sick and upset, you know? It reminded me of being at PE. Also, by the way, if you can hear some children screaming in the background, look, we're doing it in my flat. Me and Des are doing it in my flat. And it's very hot in a February day. It shouldn't be this hot. And I did not expect there to be school children screaming outside. But I wish I could join them, but I can't because I'm not very sporty.
And they look like they're having a fantastic time.
They are having a good time. I remember in the good old days, I would just be like, I'll use this book as a bat and let's all play rounders. And I'd be really like confident. Whereas now I'm like, my friend actually a year ago had a rounders birthday and you could feel the anxiety in the WhatsApp group. It was like, well, I'm not really a sporty type and I will be coming from work, but that's fine. Like no one wanted to be there. And I didn't end up going because I was too frightened.
Oh, that's very sad. So I do love rounders, but I genuinely ask to run for people. Like, there's once a year in the village, there's a rounders match on the hill.
Right.
It's really aggressive
okay.
and competitive and the whole village comes out to play and it's adults versus children.
Love it.
And then at some point, people have to make a choice, but I decided that if you have not made a child, you're still a child.
Amazing.
Just regardless of your age group.
Good rule.
Because I've been in the children's camp for... you know,
a long time.
Nigh on to some decades and refuse to upgrade.
And, of course.
And it's very stressful, but I love when someone's like, I can't run because I've hurt my ankle, and then they bat and I just run, jeopardy free.
That's fun.
But the stress of people standing in the line waiting
staring
for their go.
Staring at you. Mm-hmm. And it's your... Also, I find sometimes I used to like being the very deep fielding.
Deep field.
But the problem is I can catch quite well, but I'm not very good at throwing. And I can't throw very far.
And the panic of someone shouting, to fourth base!
And then you're
just like, you can't do it. And then you just ground the ball like 20 paces in front of you. And then people have to run and pick it up. And then two people run. And now we're both kicking a ball.
This is an entire podcast about rounders in sports.
Welcome to rounders.
No, is that all sporting? All sporting events.
All sporting events. Because somehow along the way, everyone went from being like, I've got a book and that's a bat. And it doesn't matter what the team is. And we're just running around. Like playtime, everyone's like, go and play.
Yeah.
And a child. Will just, if you watch a child, your own ideally, or one that you know, but you can look at the strangers if you like.
Some strange children, that's what I'm doing now.
We do not condone it. Anyway, you watch them play, like children play with total strangers, like, and they're not clear what the rules are, but everyone's having a great time, and you just run around, and no one's like, oh, this is the rules, or this is how long the game lasts.
You've got it wrong.
You can't, it's impossible to get wrong because no one knows what it is, and now everyone jumps on the bench, and now we jump off the bench. And now...
That's the game.
Like, who cares? And then somewhere along the way, the game is still as dumb. You're just hitting a ball and running around. But now, suddenly it's shifted and you've decided you're not good at it anymore.
Yeah, it becomes more competitive and not in a fun way. Because now the competition isn't, oh, I lost that one. Oh, I hate it when our team loses. And like, I'm rubbish.
Yeah, I'm rubbish.
You start to adult it. Before we delve into how to get sporty when you're not, or is it like, I suppose that still could be like how to get fit when you just don't want to. Because I think everyone can get something out of doing
a
sport.
How to return to the joy of playtime.
Before we get onto that, what adult thing have you done this week?
Mine is quite on, both on brand, but also on topic. Mine is that I have sought out a sports physio.
Okay.
A high-end sports physio.
Great.
For athletes. Those following my splits journey will know, and also my handstand and circus skills journey, I have hit something of an impasse and can't... can't do any more split work. It feels like a Barbie doll's legs, and it's not like, oh, I'll keep stretching and that will go. It's like something's going to snap.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't go any... It's like a piece of wood. Mm. I was like, something's gone awry in there, and it's not like, ooh, a stretch. It's like, a stretch.
Okay.
Anyway, so I tried to explain that to the lady. And, right, so it's mainly sort of pro athletes who come here. So what is it you're working towards? And I was like, just the splits for everyone on Instagram. What's the problem with that? Anyway, I've got a trapped nerve, and I've got a whole issue with the right-hand side of my body. And it's been... I have to go to physio.
It's rubbish.
So, but I'm taking myself seriously, and I've got all these special new posture moves that I'm supposed to do. Mm. And basically, I could never sit upright, but I always thought that was just I was a lazy girl, and I and my hunch was my own fault. But I actually have something a bit wrong with my spine, and I physically the not being able to sit upright is not just like she basically was like, don't just keep pushing. You've got to go, as with many things, don't just keep ploughing down the road that isn't actually very pleasant. Sometimes you have to go back a few steps and be like, you need to reassess some stuff.
Yes. That's
you need to regroup here.
My adult thing is pretty much exactly the same. So I'm, regular listeners may have heard me reluctantly tell you last week that I'm not very well. I've got a very bad shoulder and no one knows what it is. And last week, the physio that I see said, so just do like sort of 15 sets of 30. I was like, oh, well, like a year. He's like, no, a day. That's sort of what you're aiming for. It's like
30 watts
of the same movement over and over again. 15 sets of 30. He was like, that's what you want to aim for, but obviously start low because you won't be able to do it, and then you have to build it up and build it up. And if you do that, you will be okay within like a month and a half. I was like, well, I want to be okay in a month and a half. I can't do that.
What's the exercise?
I basically have to stand next to a wall, put my arm at 90 degrees and just push into the wall. I also have to lie down and do this weird like double chin thing. And there's one fun one where I just have to lie with my arms. I mean, I can't do it now, but like, with like my arms up and just lie there for 10 minutes. Anyway,
fantastic.
The point is it's so
boring. Are you
boring.
Good at that one?
I'm really the lying down one. But the point is that I'm actually giving it a go, and I'm trying to do as many as possible without, rather than my old self, my young self, which would be like, this looks like bullshit, so I'm not going to... I am doing mm-hmm. it. But I do look a bit like that scene in The Blair Witch Project, like, at the end, and there's just that man stood in the corner. Have you seen that?
It's like suddenly... I haven't watched The Blair Witch
Project. It's horrible, but, like, at the end, there's, like, it's like, the witch has got everyone. There's just, like, this horrible shot of this guy, and he's just stood in the corner on his own, and it's like, oh, he's gone mental, and why has he done that? That's what I look like.
Oh.
So that's mine. Getting sporty... That's quite close to my heart because I can't move at the moment, so I've not been able to go to the gym and do proper stuff. And the other day, I was feeling okay, and I went to the gym, and I went for a walk on the treadmill. And that sounds very normal, but I felt really stupid going for a walk on the treadmill because everyone around me mm-hmm. is like, you know, there's this guy there who gets like the skipping rope, and he's massive, and he skips, and then at the end he goes like, oh yeah. Oh, and like throws it back into the thing. You're like, right, I mean, you've just done some skipping. But everything is such like a big performative gym deal. My specific one.
No, I think that's a universal gym problem.
Okay, great.
So I think an important thing to know about the gym is everybody there is freaking out about being at the gym.
Right, that's...
Nobody wants to be seen. And so if you're thinking like, I'm not good at the gym... If you did like a heat map of everyone's head, everyone would just be thinking, I'm
not
at the gym.
That's why the guy is going, oh, when he throws the skip, because he's like, I've just done some skipping, like a little girl. So then...
Exactly. I've done a skip. If I was moving, I'd be skipping around a playground of strangers. So I've got to sort of...
Make it manly.
Make it manly now.
Yeah.
And I've heard that the men in the weight group...
Oh my God.
They come up and be to strangers and be like, hey man, can I spot you? Even though you're just doing your own thing and you're like, no, thank you. Because then you have to get into like a weights, you know, rotation with them.
Sort of like a drinks round. You're like, I don't want a round.
Imagine if you went to the pub and someone was like, can I get you a round? You'd be like, no, thank you. I don't want that. I want to drink alone over here. But basically then it becomes like, I guess prison.
Yeah, and then you're spotting them.
You're trapped there forever.
Spotting being like holding someone's ankles, isn't
no,
it?
No, I think spotting is when you, you know, this
you bleed
thing.
Between periods.
Yes, when you lie on your back and you push up the, you know, the big bar.
Yeah.
Guys, can you tell I've never done it? I'm too scared of it in case it collapses on my chest. Me too. And that is why people spot you, in case you go like, oh, it's going, so that they have to grab it for you.
Oh, that's nice.
And they count for you. But it's quite an intense... You basically go up to a stranger and be like, will you be my personal trainer for a while?
And then we'll swap.
And I'll be your personal trainer. You're like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like bro code. And so if you can't turn down a bro, and then you're trapped with your bro.
Oh my
God. How stressful is that?
Your encoded bro.
Because everyone wants the machines and stuff. Anyway...
Yeah.
The gym, what I'm saying here is, it's full, it's a minefield. So
yes.
Don't let it, if you really want to go to the gym, don't let that stop you.
Because I couldn't confidently tell you what anyone else in the room was doing when I was walking.
No, exactly.
I
was just too busy thinking out.
Everyone was like doing some proper jogging.
No.
I've like made my boyfriend come and walk with me. So it's like, well, this is fine. Look, there's that 6'3" guy also walking. So this girl, she's walking at a higher gradient.
Yeah.
That's good.
And maybe, well, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do look over and see what people's numbers are.
Right. Well, there we go. So that's already. I never want to go to the gym again.
Yeah, but who cares?
It's true. But in that moment, I really care. But that's why you need to start. If you're listening and you're just so not sporty, like moi, and you're like worried, you just have to start really small. So like we did a running podcast a while back, and that was really good because it was like all you have to do is train your brain to do something regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that, like, it doesn't matter if what you are actually do at the start anyway, it doesn't matter if what you're actually doing is just like going for a quick walk for half an hour. If you can do that like 4 times a week for the first week, then you have already trained your brain to be like, now it is time that I
now
do my
time.
Walk. Now it is time. And so then you can be like, maybe I'll like jog for half of that bit.
Maybe.
Or not. And then maybe I'll try doing a gym thing. Maybe I'll do a class, but I'll go right to the back and no one will see me and it'll be okay. Or maybe I'll do like a beginner's something. Just slowly start to... Also, people often like, in the city, people often have like netball groups. And I always really
yes.
want to join netball groups, but I'm always like, well, they'll probably be excellent. And I'll be like, ugh, I can't throw or catch. But actually, it's quite fun and everyone's shit because it's literally made up of people... often check, but most of the time it's made up of just people who are available on a Monday night who want to do netball.
Yes. Okay, so let's circle into netball.
Yeah, okay.
So circle, gather.
GK, yeah.
Get in a GK.
I was goalkeeper. I'm very tall. And I can't
I'm
shoot.
Very tall.
Very tall and I can't shoot. That's the only other thing.
Yeah, I'm GD for me.
Yeah.
Who would be a wing? The weakest.
Who would be a wing?
That's... Who, if you self-identify as
a wing defence.
Wing defence.
Wing attack's all right
because
you can
it sounds
score.
Like, yeah.
Wing defence is bullshit, mate. Don't
one of life's wing defences. Anyway, a solid goal defence who never did a single thing over here.
Right,
I was absolutely
yeah.
hopeless at it. Anyway, hopeless at netball at school. So netball is one of the ones that people always like, get in a netball.
Yeah.
Get in the netball.
It's quite complex.
So I would recommend getting a gang together before you can get in the netball.
Yeah.
Don't join...
Oh, don't join strangers netball.
I have heard from reports from several people, even people who were like county netball when we were at school, who were like...
Life centres.
Yeah, centres. The centres were always going. Life centres. Who were like, bitch, I got this. Going along to one of those like Monday night netballs and being like, I do not got this.
Oh, no. Okay.
I have been once, a friend of mine joined a group. I think they were called the Honey Badgers. And if you are listening, you were mean. She couldn't go and she texted me. She was like, do you want to go to the thing? It's so fun and so casual. I was like, of course, fun. I went along and I'm quite tall. They were honestly 8 foot tall. It was like when, what's his face? Sigourney Weaver meets the Na'vi in Avatar.
Right.
Like, that's how big they were.
Okay.
Imagine just going and playing with them. Like, and I'm quite tall and I'm a goal defence. Like, I thought I knew what I was doing. Anyway, it's not proper netball. It's not netball anymore. It's called fives. And it's this insane game where every time you score, your team rotate counterclockwise every time the
in
other
position.
Yep. So everybody plays all the different positions. There's no like I'm center anymore, the center is like gone.
So you can't just like hover at the back as your little goal defense.
No,
sometimes
you
will have
back.
To be a center
yes.
when your goal defense. Oh my god,
the wings are obviously gone because everyone realized they were useless.
Yes.
But now everyone has to play every position, so you don't get to hide at the back being the goalkeeper.
Oh my god.
And also they were scoring, these Amazons were scoring so fast that it was constantly like change. I couldn't tell which direction we were going, so I was just like running about. Well, they were like, nobody would even look at me. It's so stressful. Then I scored a goal and I felt the bee's knees.
That's good.
So I really redeemed myself. Anyway, the point is, quite stressful. And I think that is quite a universal opinion. So go
okay.
into a netball
I thought you had to get like 7 or 8 people. And that's quite hard sometimes to get 7 or 8 people to do netball.
Yes.
5 or 4 other people.
Yeah.
That's not out of the ordinary.
Not out of the ordinary.
It's not extraordinary, is it?
It's not extraordinary. We're 2. We only need 3 more people. And that's a bloody game.
We have 3 listeners.
Yeah.
Probably.
Guys, join in. So it's all on you here. So that is, and also if you, even if you're like, I haven't got 5, 4 friends, you have. And if you ask them, like in a chain letter, ask your work, ask your work to ask on. Like, everybody you know would quite like to hang out on a Monday night and play.
Everyone needs to be sportier than they are, and everyone knows that. And I think a team game is the most fun way to be sporty. I think that's like, surely we can all agree with that.
Surely we can all agree. And also, we just have to change the mindset of like, oh, I'm bad, I won't be any good at this. It's like, nobody cares if you're good or bad.
Yeah.
Everyone just needs you to be a body on the pitch so they can run around.
Yeah.
Like, just take that pressure off yourself. Be like, it's meaningless. Mm. It's absolutely meaningless.
There's also like, moving away from like joining a team or whatever. I remember when I first started kind of tentatively trying to exercise and stuff, you forget that there are like so many different types of things you can do. You could just swimming. I mean, personally, I don't like swimming, but you love swimming, don't you? And like, it really like chills you out. And I know people that really just love going to the pool and doing a few lengths. It's such a nice, non-sweaty activity.
I know people with underwater headphones who listen to audiobooks.
Yes, that's very cool. Mm. That's very cool. Yeah, you can get those like waterproof iPods.
Could be.
MP3 players, something like that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is all about like with everything. Feeling confident and feeling like, yes, okay, I want to be a bit more sporty and I'm not. So what can we do about it? Rather than being one of those people who very loudly says things like, oh, I never do any exercise at parties. Because then it's like, cool, but you should.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no way that you don't believe that you truly think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because you know, even without all the science, like, you know in yourself that, like, when you've run around, you're like, I feel better.
I feel happier. I also feel like I've lived a day.
I've moved my body. I've done some things. Mm. I've returned to the, you know, joyful hysteria of the playground.
Like, absolutely. And or so, I've started listening to this podcast. No,
oh, right.
No, I haven't. There's this podcast called Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
Oh, like, yes.
This is one on incels, which I'm fascinated by. And I've been listening to that while going on the treadmill. And then if I feel like, yeah, I can do a bit more, I put like the gradient up, not the speed. I'm still walking the same speed. So I don't feel like, oh my God, I'm going to fall off. And what if my shoulder goes, whatever. It's still manageable. It's like I'm walking upstairs. And then if I'm like, I'm too tired, I just stop it. Rather than this, like, I walked past Gymbox or something the other day and it was like, if you're not sweating, you might as well die. Oh, there's another one where there's a guy's face and he just looks like he's in pain and he's like, and they're like, live for this or something. Like,
because the sports companies live and die by emulating this extreme human achievement.
Roger Federer. I'll bring him up again. I don't care.
Michael Phelps, my one true love.
Oh my God, is he?
I'm actually thinking of Ian Thorpe. Who's Ian Thorpe?
I don't know who Ian Thorpe is.
I don't know if I know who Ian Thorpe is.
Right, but is he one true love?
I think he's an Australian swimmer. I think I've combined two.
Ian Thorpe, I'll tell you right now.
I think he's a swimmer called the Thorpedo.
A retired Australian. Oh, he's fit, yeah.
Yeah, and who's Michael Phelps?
He's an American swimmer.
Fantastic. They've both got massive feet.
They have, yeah. They're the biggest. Like flippers.
Yeah, like flippers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those two were just like
basically swim like fish, like fish made human. And yes, they were, when you see them like coming through, like, you know, you see anyone coming through the finish line and it's this like intense, like, you know, and you're, and so quite rightly everyone's like, not for me, like, no, not for 99% of the population, which is why only some people have massive feet and gold medals.
Yes,
you know, it doesn't have to be for everyone.
No,
you can enjoy the thing without it being this intense,
yeah, this competitive element, which is, yeah, it is hard because you can't stop yourself. And also you have to, the more you do it, or the more, certainly the more I when I used to go to the gym or was able to go to the gym, I would, the more I got into it, the more I was sort of get into the whole like Instagram fitness thing. I'd be like looking at people like, yeah, I'll do that, or like, yeah, I'll do that. And then suddenly you don't realize, but now you're competing with like other people on Instagram to like do the most number of these things. Or this girl posted her exercise regime, and it means now that it doesn't matter what I do, it's always, I always weaker. Know it's weaker. I hate that. It's like 2 hours a day, and I,
but she's mad.
Yeah, these people are mad because they don't have lives, I guess. So when you do something, just be proud of yourself for having done something, I think. Sorry.
Yes.
Do you have... I'm just rambling.
No, no.
You have good points, I think. I can see you look like you've got business.
No.
Okay.
Well, I do have some business.
Right.
But first I was going to say about Jonathan Van Hesse, the lovely one from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, I do love him.
With his long hair and his lovely beard.
Yes, he's great.
He has made a comedy show called, he's touring a live show called 2020 Road to Tokyo, which, oh no, it's even called Road to Beijing. It's called something. I think it's so funny because the expression Road to Beijing is very humorous to me. And I saw that and I thought that was just a standalone joke. What a funny thing to call a show.
Yeah.
And then it turns out he's like learning to ice skate, and in the middle of his show, he gets out a mat and does like a gymnastic routine for the crowd.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It's so funny. He's not doing it to be... He's doing his best.
Yeah, like,
this is not a humorous performance.
No, but and it is funny.
It's more funny about the sheer, like, why the fuck not?
Yes.
Of, like, watching a grown man show you, like, his, his gymnastic routine. And which is very good.
Mm.
He does, like, a backflip. Amazing. But not when you can... Not when you've seen an actual... gymnast.
Of course.
You know,
he will,
like,
never compete.
It's not Simone Biles. No. It's just a man doing a back, which is very impressive, but he's a grown man when being made to watch the gymnastic show. Anyway, if you follow him on Instagram, he's learning to ice skate, and boy, is he doing well.
Great.
I keep sending him comments, just like, what an improvement. Like, he was so bad when he started. And now that if anyone's watching ITV's quite badly made show, Dancing on Ice, Wes Nelson from Love Island is astonishingly good. He's
he
has improved at such a rate that now Jonathan looks quite poor in comparison.
Okay.
But my point is, watching him was so pure, his Instagram stories, because he's just learning to ice skate for his own self. He likes the outfits. He's got himself a pair of white ice skates. It's not for anyone. It's just like, here's a dream I've always had. Fucking get involved.
Yeah.
And there's no sense of like, but what's it for? It's like, who cares what it's for? Who doesn't want to learn to ice skate? And so I think, go and watch his Instagram, follow his stuff, and just be like, oh shit, like, if here's this grown man experiencing joy on such a pure level, like, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get in there, go and learn the thing you always wanted to do.
Yeah, and like, and download all the apps and all that stuff that people are like, you know, like, if you are into running, like, download the running apps that just make sure they're not like connected to your social media, because I don't need to see how far you've run.
No.
But I will always support you if you tell me how far you've run.
Yes,
on a WhatsApp.
But don't show us. We don't care.
Don't need to see that. But like, just, yeah, do all the stuff that you can to help yourself.
Yeah, 100%. So some group activities and activities that, so firstly, obviously get a friend if you can find one.
Find a friend,
do your thing together, and doesn't have to be care about who's better or not. It's 100% about going for a beer afterwards.
Yes.
Like, that is what someone described recently, that it was like, I think a runner's high might just be the high you get when you get to stop running. You're like, 100%, that's exactly what it is. Like, of course it's that. So just find a friend to go for a beer after your thing with. Beyonce dance classes.
Right, I've done that. It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Because what was so great about it is I arrived and was like, oh my God, have I made a terrible mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to go there and it's going to be all these like really cool black girls who can like dance properly and do all the Beyonce moves that I can't as quite a mal-coordinated,
and
just
broken
at the moment. I was quite strong then, but I was still very much danced like a white girl, and I was like, oh my god, have I made? And it wasn't. It was a mixture of all different types of people who just liked Beyonce, mm-hmm. and it was wonderful. No one could dance. No one could really do it properly. But we all just like laughed and laughed and laughed. If you live in London, Drink Shop Do have loads of Beyonce dance classes, mm-hmm. and they're amazing. There's another one, so everywhere has sort of something like that, but I would highly recommend that. Even if you just do like once a month,
yeah,
it's so fun.
What friend
would not want to do a Beyonce dance class,
right? Who? And if you,
Michelle,
quite right, that's a stone cold burn.
That is.
Trampolining.
I've done that as well.
Wow,
so fun. Sometimes it's like trampetting almost, mm-hmm. it's like little tiny ones, really hard but really good.
Go and learn to trampoline, go and learn to do a cool flip on a trampoline. Dude. Go to one of those bounce places that have the like a whole room that
you just bounce. Floor is
the whole floor is a trampoline. Obviously go to the classes, but also go to,
yeah, there's all those like cool trendy like ping pong bars and things like that, and you can use it to just casually see if you're into it. So you're like, hey, let's all get margaritas and just play ping pong, but like it's not even right. And then you're like, actually, fucking love ping pong. Then you can go to ping pong.
I'm phenomenal at ping pong.
I'm phenomenal.
Or table tennis, as known to the professionals.
A friend of mine started going to archery lessons for no other reason than he just loves archery and wants to do it. Wants to have a bow and arrow like Robin Hood, and genuinely loves it. Like absolutely,
yes,
one of his favourite things. It's great.
Archery.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, is you start to realise, especially with the rise of the internet, you're like, if you can think it, someone will teach you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it, and it will have a cool word for it.
Yes. Like, exactly. Climbing.
Yes. Climbing's cool. I've never done that.
There's loads of indoor climbing places, but there's also the great outdoors.
Yes. Be careful.
Obviously. You can't go outside.
Yeah. Go
unsupervised.
Indoors.
Or otherwise follow a group climb or whatever,
yes,
with people.
They just start climbing something.
Don't just get up there and then be like, oh, the podcast told me to. We didn't.
No.
You can't belay yourself off that carabiner.
And that also, what's the word, applies to parkour. Very fun. Don't do it.
No.
Unless you've got friends who are very experienced.
Join a parkour group.
Yes, where they have
learn to parkour. 100%. That's out there. Learn to do it. Do not just start parkouring. Very bold of you. Skateboarding, equally. Go and learn to skateboard. Go and do all these stuff that you thought, like, yeah.
Dry slope skiing. That's fun. That's less scary than actual skiing, I feel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, it's less expensive.
Also that. Roller derby and or roller skating.
That has changed so many of my friends' lives.
Right?
Genuinely, they've gone from being like, I don't know, I'm going through a breakup. I'm the queen of roller derby.
I've got a nickname and I've painted this thing on my helmet and
we
I've got a tattoo.
We all have t-shirts that have our, yeah, we have like a team name.
Yeah.
It's called something like the Hard Rolling Honeys. You're like,
exactly.
Yeah. Don't call yourself the Hard Rolling Honeys. The Hard-Ons.
And there we go.
For example.
They're all about the puns.
Mm.
It's majestic. Pole dancing.
Yeah, frightened of that, because I just feel like everyone would be like,
let's explore.
Get sexual. And I'd be like, I just want to have fun.
Absolutely not. I don't think it's a particularly sexual thing.
Okay.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously, it's come from that.
Yes, certainly.
Right.
And it obviously can be sexual. Mm, but I think even...
Watch me.
Absolutely. I think even if you... and who among us has not seen a white lady swing around a pole at a nightclub and yes, attempted to look sexy and then been like, oh gosh, this is a pass.
Yes.
But if you actually... There's like world championships in it. There's like... If
yeah,
you actually see them... Sort of, you know, climbing up there and then like dropping. There's nothing particularly sexual about it. It's more sort of terrifyingly impressive.
Yeah, very athletic.
And incredibly athletic. And it makes you this amazingly strong core that can like hold yourself up a pole.
Also, I think that's one of those things that like, so it's quite late at a pub, mm-hmm, and everyone's chatting and you just go like, I pole dance. Yeah, yeah. That's not a sexual thing. Like, I'm really good at it.
Mm.
And everyone's like secretly in their head is like, that's a cool thing.
That's
just throw it in there. Like with any of these things, like, yeah, I ice skate. Yeah, I skate.
Yeah,
like, it's just a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's like a hobby. It is a hobby.
Mm.
And it's so good for your brain to like put aside an evening or a day or whatever to do something. And it just feels like if you're going to do a hobby, you might as well do a hobby that also makes you healthier.
Yes.
I feel like that anyway.
And something so nice about any of these like beginner's classes and like going something and being like, oh, like this man works in accounts and this man works for Xbox. And here we all are and we've all come to learn this thing. No one has any experience.
Yeah.
And we've all, it's a bit like, I was going to say online dating, but in the sense that like there's no particular shame in going on the date because everyone's like, well, we both went on the app, like we're all here, we've all signed up
to we can't hide
beginners like pole dance, like there's no like someone being like, what are you doing, like you're all in it,
yeah
and we've all signed up. And I think the pole dancing thing comes with the magical added caveat of you will definitely be able to show it off.
Can you you need a pole,
you just need any strong structure.
Maybe a man.
A man. Just climb up a man. No, because like everyone's been in a bar with a pole.
I don't think I have. You said that before and I was like, I'll let it go.
You've never been in a bar with a pole?
Right.
You've never been anywhere with a pole and then like a group of girls have gotten and like essentially rubbed their butt crack up and down the pole.
Hang on.
It's coming up to you now.
I don't go to nightclubs.
No, but you have but been in
no,
them.
No, but no, now I'm remembering.
Search your deep memory.
I'm searching my deep, deep mind. Yes, I've been in nightclubs where, and there's like a sort of cage and it's like,
yeah.
She's in the cage.
Yeah.
And then I think what's happened is I seem to remember that I was once put in the cage. I think I had a breakdown. So in terms of just being like, well, I don't know what to do in the cage. So I was like pretending to be a woman in a cage rather than like be like a sexy dancing woman. And then they took me out very quickly.
Understood.
So I probably have just blanked that out.
Understood. Mm. So mine is coming hard and fast from going to...
You went for it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because I wanted to do that thing where you launch at a bit of a run and then swing. So I thought, and have always thought, that just...
because it's quite easy.
I can see it in my head, what it looks like.
Yeah, I can
I can do it. Mm. So I... did it and I couldn't. It's right. Really hard.
Very hard. You need to have an incredibly strong core.
Incredibly strong core. And so my memory of going to the skating club is just my friend Sally enlisting total strangers while she attempted to climb up and then she was shouting at the strangers like, lift me, lift me! And we were all having to like lift her up a pole.
It's very hard.
It was a great night out. Anyway, my point is, you can definitely show it off.
Okay.
And even if you don't, not actually with a pole, then I'm sure with, you know, against a fence or something that you can use.
Go on a country walk.
Go on a country walk and
surprise
show
everyone.
With your skills.
Surprise your gram with your fence skills. Dancing skills. Also, I just think you will be, if you can go up and down a pole and do that sort of stuff, you will be strong in all senses. Like,
exactly.
You'd be, but I remember when like I did a very meager sort of 10K run a couple of years ago, and I wasn't doing a lot of going for runs, but I was like doing a lot of other exercises like spinning and things like that, and they all just mean that you can do, you
overall
are just fit. Mm-hmm. Like, I was well fit, but like you can do anything, really.
Exactly.
You can, so then if you do loads of pole dancing, then you will be better at, you know, loads
everything.
Of other stuff. But you'd be better at everything. You're better at maths. Better
number one. Her last couple on here were trapeze.
That's, I think, if we're talking about if someone's not like very sporty and just to get into sport, if you then tell them to go to a trapeze class,
I'm all in. I think the start there.
Okay, start with a trapeze.
Because if you wanted to do running, swimming, or football, you'd have already done it. Like, you would already...
I disagree. I think people want to do stuff, but they're just like, I'd be frightened with the social aspect of it. Like,
why
get a whole team together? Whereas I think throwing yourself off a plinth at a great height into someone's hands, there's just, like, I don't know, there's just something about that. There's genuine fear rather than the kind of social fear.
Okay, some more beginner ones. Pole vault. And the high board at the diving centre.
The high board at the diving, I'm fucking
the out. The 80-foot dive.
Jesus Christ. The thought of doing that makes me feel...
I could never.
Could you not?
Never.
Have you found something
never,
that you
never,
wouldn't have a go at?
Never. I'm never getting off that thing because I know I can't get off. I know what would happen.
Yes. So with other things, like, for example, when you launch yourself at that pole, you did, there was no part of you that thought this might go wrong. You were like, absolutely. Whereas with the diving board, you can visualise.
Okay. A memory has surfaced,
oh,
and
my God,
it is
amazing.
Me going off the high board.
Right.
But it's the smallest
you're
one.
Like a dog. Like, if you've been, like, punished, and you're like, I understand not to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas
but
if you haven't, you're like, I will absolutely try and
I'll give that a good go. I went off the high board.
Okay.
Like, honestly, it was 2 foot. You know, it was not high.
No, but it's still high.
And I did just a pencil jump.
Sure.
And I thought, that's totally achievable. I'm going to try and flip.
Well, halfway down?
Oh, no, I did a pencil jump. And I was like, oh, that went better than expected.
Oh, I see.
Round I go again.
I thought you tried to turn it into a flip halfway through the pencil jump. No. Like, okay, so then you
You know how they come to the back? Obviously, we watch a lot of the Olympics. Oh, we've been to a lot of the Olympics. And I'm really sort of into the visual admin around the thing
when they start
yeah. Like, so I'm always climbing off something, doing a gymnastic display to absolutely. The judges or whatever. So the diving thing, I like would get to the end, I did a lot of deep breathing like I was going for gold, and then I did the run and double jump and bounce,
oh my god,
to make it look professional.
Of course. And then what the
flip
did you do in the air?
I did a sort of rotation.
Okay.
didn't make it all the way out.
No,
because I can't do a rotation.
No.
Hit the water flat. Sort of quite flat, my back sort of ricocheted over. I thought it was broken. Surfaced, I was absolutely fine, but I was like, never again.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is go in.
It took me like a year as a child to even attempt a dive because I thought my head was going to go into my body. It says quite a lot about our personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get your hands.
No, I can do it.
Take the
now,
weight, take the thing on your hands, not
no,
your
I,
head.
No, I know, but I Should was terrified that the last minute I'd be like, no, and then I'd go in head first.
I understand.
I was always worried. I would love the idea of just like going to the pool and doing a few lengths. I just hate swimming, so I won't be doing that. But get the gear, I think, is a thing.
Get the gear is such a big one.
And also what's great is now, like, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Like, I went to H&M recently and there was like a whole sports gear section. Get some fun, cheap gear. Primark have really cool sports stuff. Like, just look the part for whatever you're doing.
It's 90% of the journey.
It really is.
You look amazing.
Alternatively, if you don't want to... So, like, if you're joining a netball group and you're a bit worried... And you don't want to turn up like dressed like absolute genius, then you can't
in catch. A tracksuit and then thing, yes. And you rip them off and they're in like the England colours.
Yeah, I think maybe only dress the part when you're like alone and you're doing your thing and you need some confidence.
Hair in a French plait.
Whereas I
small gold chain with a cross on it, and then every time you do anything, just thank God.
Like, thank the Lord, thank you God. Yes, American. You're going for the American.
But no,
look.
Show up to netball in a large baggy t-shirt.
Quite chilled out vibe, I think.
Just hair in a low pony.
A low pony. Or one of those ones where you like fold your pony back so it's like a half bun, half pone.
Sure.
You know?
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a bit messy.
Or loose. Just like,
just have your hair
set your bar so low. Come in your work clothes.
Just heels. Come in heels.
Just a tot around the court.
But whatever will make you feel like, okay, like I'm not going to panic when I arrive there, I think is very important. But I think as well, it's 90% just actually getting out the door and going to do it. So just make sure that you have time and you like set aside some time. Like, this is going to be my time to do something fun for me. For my health.
And once again, get that buddy involved.
Get the buddy, the friend.
So that you're sort of relying on the other person.
Yeah, but get one who doesn't flake, because that's the worst when you have like a flaky friend and they're constantly cancelling. They're like, what's the point of this?
Cut them loose. Get someone serious.
Get someone who's like fucking sick. Get Michael Phelps or Ian Thorpe involved.
And famously, the runners say you've got to train with somebody 1 second better than you. So you're like always...
It's no, the point is it's not a competition.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. If anything, train with someone who's 1 second worse than you so you feel really good.
What I actually meant in that context was train with somebody... No, you're quite right to stop me because it's not competitive. Mm. Train with somebody who is 1 second more committed to the activity than you are.
Oh, yeah.
So,
sure.
So there's no point... If you are the one who's dragging the person, you'll always feel more shit.
Yeah, yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then if they're not
if they're
good,
really into it.
Yeah, so go with someone who's like... So they'll be like, where are you? We're going to this.
Yes, it's I'm psyched. Yeah.
Yeah, and because if you're the one who's like, come with me to this, and then they're like, oh, I'm not having a good time. You're like, well, you're a bad friend.
Yes. Just
so, yeah,
cut them off.
And obviously it's quite tricky.
And do something else with them. They can be your friend for brunching. But you need a friend for sporting.
And ideally, combine the brunch and the sport.
Oh, of
Let's
course.
Get that
Park
early.
Run.
Park Run, baby.
They run two cafes at the moment, so it's amazing. And you just end up having a lovely brunch.
We've waxed on about Park Run in the past. It's 5K, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. You're done at
you
half
go,
past nine.
Just Google it and anyone can sign up. And there are park runs all over the UK. It's
completely
amazing.
Free. You can go online and get yourself a little barcode and then they scan you at the end. But you can also not get the barcode.
And just do it
just
for
Just go for the run. And then people clap you. And people are there with there's old ladies push chairs, you know, people are going so slowly, so there will be no sense that you you know.
I think that's an amazing, I think it's such a
good start your own one that's just once round the field and then brunch.
Oh my God, do that. That sounds great.
If only for how unspeakably smug you'll be at the brunch place.
Yeah, alone with a book.
Alone with a book and in your gear, and everyone's like, oh, that bitch ran
here.
She
just went for a ran. She just went for a ran. Yeah, well, hopefully that has helped and makes you feel like you can be sporty when you're not sporty, because you only are what you're doing. So if the moment you're not doing anything and you're not sporty, the moment you go for a run or that you do anything, you are a sporty person in that moment. You can make yourself sporty.
Yeah, just switch that mindset off. That says, I'm not good at sports. 100% you are, because of course you are.
If you're out here doing it,
you're doing it.
If you can move, you can move more. I'm a right lady.
Oh, that's so good. Get that on the app. Good. And get a friend.
Just make some friends.
Go do those. Go do that running around playing.
Tweet us when you're doing something. Tweet us if you end up joining a class or you end up like winning roller derby.
Or if you have another one that we haven't mentioned.
Yes, please do.
We'll join.
Location specific, at Nobody Panic Pod, or email us for future podcast episodes. NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com. I'm one at Stevie M, the S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates.
And if I may as well, just very quickly, everyone normally turns off at this point, so it's pointless, but I'm doing, if you're in London, I'm in this really, really fun play that I think you will really enjoy called The Lone Jeweler, and it's on at Soho Theatre, March 11th to 16th, and it's basically, if you want to see me sword fighting, basically just like throwing myself all over the place, it's like a medieval swashbuckling romp, and
it's really fun.
It's just like a right good laugh. It's only an hour long, and it's 7:15. So
bring a friend, go for a beer, go to your sporting activity afterwards. Oh my God, take up fencing as a sport.
Take up fencing, that's a fun sport.
That's a fantastic choice.
Do fencing and then come and see The Lone Jeweler at the Soho Theatre. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week in an area that doesn't have weird children, planes, and just like an odd sound. I think you can hear my washing machine at one point. So fingers crossed.
An ambient soundscape.
It is. Okay. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.